Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. It's good to be with you as always. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my new free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do at my website, like listening to thousands of archives. And by the way, those archives are, you can find them a lot of different ways. You can find them in a catalog of topics. You can find them in a catalog of suites of basic categories like marketing and technology and that sort of thing over on the left side of the site. You can find them if you know the Brain Trust member that was the guest on the show that you're looking for. If you know their names, you can look them up in the Brain Trust list. A lot of different ways that you can find the topic that you want. And also don't forget the articles you can read, lots and lots of those, hundreds of those that I've written or our Brain Trust members have written, like our guest and our good friend this half hour, Joe Condrell, is the author of A Millennium Primer, Take Charge of Your Life, 101 Ways to Improve Your Communication Skills Instantly, sold something under 5 million books worldwide, that one has. And also from book signing to bestseller, Joe Condrell is one of the smartest people in our Brain Trust. I'm glad to have her back. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, and it's always a pleasure. Joe, what you got on your mind today?
Well, Jim, at the beginning of the year, I know we're into February, but I thought maybe it's still time to take a look at who we are and where we're going, what makes us tick. And in my book, as you know, I use a lifeline, as is used in many career management programs,
mm-hmm.
to help people think about where they've been and where they're going in life. And I always like to put it out a few years and say, okay, what's your vision? Where will you be 10 or 20 mm-hmm. years from now? And, you know, in small business, sometimes that may be too long a lifeline.
You know, Joe, at the older I get, the 20 years is a little too far for me to think about. I don't like the image that I'm getting 20 years from now, Joe.
Oh, can't you see yourself walking the beaches of the world with your significant other?
And my cane or my walker?
Let's do 5 years then. How's that?
Yeah, I like 5 years. 5 years is good because, you know, I hear 60 is the new 40, Joe.
That's what I hear, too. And I'm coming to believe it.
Right.
Or hope in it, anyway.
So what kind of perspective should we have?
Well, I think we should look at where we've been. What can we learn from what we've done? You know, in the Army, we always did lessons learned after in an after-action report. So we could see where we've been, what mistakes we've made, and what we can gain by looking back. So often we're so busy in our day-to-day stuff, you know, putting out fires and what's the balance sheet look like, and we don't just set aside time to think mm-hmm. and to reflect on who we are, you know, what makes us tick, why is it that we behave the way that we do, and in giving it some time, looking at the past, the distant past as well as the more recent past, and seeing what's really worked for you, what has been your major successes, those achievements, those crowning glories that you can point to.
And what didn't work.
Exactly. See, what
that may be
is,
more important than the first part.
Yeah, what we say is draw a line and put the things that really worked above the line and those things that weren't so successful below the line.
Can we also say, okay, I want to look back and I want to think about the things that were happening.
Mm-hmm.
What was I doing? Who was I with? Where was I? What time of the day? What time of the year? What mm-hmm. town was I in? Whatever. Mm-hmm. When I was the happiest.
Right.
Is that okay?
Absolutely. Because we do need to reflect on those successes, those times when we really felt like we had achieved something, when we were satisfied with who we are and what we had done and the effect that we had had on other people. You know, we're not just selling products. We're actually providing a service. We're giving them something that they need to make their lives better.
Right.
And so when is it that we really get that feeling of a peak performance? What does it look like? What does it feel like?
Right.
How did it come to be? And it doesn't hurt, too, to expand that thought and look at the economic conditions in the United States, in the world.
Right.
What's going on in the world around us that also had an effect on that? And capture that. Savor it.
Well, and the thing about it, Joe, is that there's never been a better time in my life that I remember when based on my knowledge of history, I don't think there's ever been a time in history when human beings have had an opportunity to look around and say, what would I like to do? And then have a real opportunity to go and do that. I think the 21st century, there are great opportunities to do that. And I want to talk about that some more when we come back after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with our good friend, Joe Condrell. She's the author of From Book Signing to Bestseller.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Back 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, rocking and rolling with our good friend Joe Condrell, the author of Take Charge of Your Life. That's the new edition, isn't it, Joe?
Yes, Take Charge of Your Life, Dare to Pursue Your Dreams.
All right, tell us where it's available, please.
It's available in bookstores everywhere. You can ask for it if it's not on the shelf. You can order it from Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble online, or you can go to www.goalminds.com
and
order it.
And that's your website.
That's my website. That's right. I'd be more than happy to sign a copy and send it to you if you'd like a signed copy.
Yeah, folks, you got to have a signed copy. An autographed copy of her book, 100 years from now, is easily going to be worth 40, 50 cents, just like my book, right, Joe? No, I'm
like
serious. You want to have Joe's an autographed copy of Joe's book if you get a chance. So go to goldmines.com and order that. And folks, I've been telling you about this book for a long time, and I certainly encourage you to check it out. I think it'll help you accomplish some of the things that I know it will help you accomplish some of the things that Joe and I are talking about. Joe, isn't it, as we're looking out into the future, as we're sort of trying to steer our ship and, you know, engage our rudder and find out where we need to go in life, isn't it really important that we understand this person that we're thinking about?
That's essential. You know, Jim, so often we look at other people and try to figure out what went wrong, but mostly we need to look inside ourselves. We need to figure out who we are and why we behave the way we do.
Sometimes that hurts a little bit, though, that self-analysis, doesn't it?
Oh, it's not easy to take. But, you know, if you're going to improve,
unless you're perfect like me, unless you're perfect in every way like me. Right, Joe?
Well, some of us are still trying, Jim. Some of us are still struggling.
Well, all you other folks have, I know you have it rough, but, you know, when you're perfect like me, you don't have as much trouble. But I do hear that it's tough looking inside and doing a little self-analysis. But there's a method that I've heard of over the years that I know you use to sort of help people understand what kind of an individual you are, how you fit in the humanity spectrum, and it's called the DISC method. I want you to tell us about that.
That's right. We use the DISC profile so that people can look, and in a not-so-painful way, can look at their behavior and see what's happening in their lives. Who are they? What causes them to act the way they do? And you can take this profile online and get the results in the privacy of your home and then act on it as you see fit. What it is an instrument that poses a series of about 28 questions, and you answer them in the best method that, I mean, just off the top of the head. You don't have to go take it and study it.
These aren't essay questions. Yeah.
30 to 40 minutes, you should be done with it. And then it comes back with the results almost immediately. It helps you it looks at dimensions of behavior. Dr. Marston developed this method, this process, in the early 20s. And he observed, I mean, this is all based on observable behavior, but the thing that it's going to do for you, it's going to help you in your team building. It's going to help you in your management. Even in sales and customer service, it would help you to know who you are, why you behave the way you are, and then once you look at this and read the information that you get with your evaluation, with your results, it's not an evaluation, but it provides the results for you to look at and consider, then you can also look at...
Joe, let me stop you for a second. Folks, that when you, if in the DISC method, you're either a D, an I, an S, or a C. That's what DISC stands for.
That's
now,
right.
Let me orient you a little bit around the DISC, the four different profiles of people. I am a D. Some people have said that I'm a double D. So that'll give you an example of where the other people fall, and so now you'll kind of get an idea. And of course, that, Joe, that'll make a lot of people say, "Oh, please God, please make me not be a D."
A D is for dominance. You're direct and decisive. And many leaders and small business owners are probably Ds. You're
take
in
no
company.
Prisoners.
The I is for influence. You're optimistic and outgoing. This is just a basic little thumbnail of what the results will show you.
Right.
The S would be steadiness. You're sympathetic and cooperative. You're always helpful. You want to... work with people, and the conscientiousness is the C. You're concerned and correct. You're sticklers for quality. You're analytical. You like planning.
And probably not much of a risk taker.
Right. That's right. You want things to be accurate.
And so you need to know these things, not only about yourself, but, Joe, we need to know these things about our employees, don't we?
Exactly.
Because if we put a C in a D job, that's not going to work, is it?
No, it's going to be extremely difficult, and probably you'll fail with if you don't understand what's going on.
I had an employee once who had forgotten more about what we did than me or any of the other employees would ever know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I took when I bought the company, I thought this person would be a great manager, mm-hmm. and so I made him a superintendent.
Mm.
And it was the worst thing that I could have ever done for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was everything that I just said, except he wasn't somebody who wanted to be a leader and who wanted to teach other people.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to do his job, and I didn't know that about him. I didn't understand the DISC method.
That's right, and a lot of us don't, and that's where we get into trouble because of the job person mismatch. And
right.
This
Joe,
system can help you.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back to this right after these messages, folks, with our good friend Joe Condrell. She's the author of Take Charge of Your Life. Goldmines.com is her website. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I want to remind you that coming up on Friday, the president, as you know, is going to give his State of the Union speech tonight. And on Friday, we're going to do a review of that with our good friend Rich Galen. We're going to talk about what he said, and I'm going to he'll reflect on the politics, and I'm going to reflect on the small business angle in the words of the president in the State of the Union speech. Joe Condrell is our guest. She's our good friend. She's the author of a number of books, including Take Charge of Your Life, and the website again, Joe, please.
Goldmines, GOALMINDS.com.
Did you tell me that there's a link to the DISC test from your website?
Actually, I'm not sure that it's on there, but I can give you a site, a URL, http://tinyurl.com/4AL3F, as in Frank.
That's too hard to remember, Joe. Why don't we just go to Google and type in DISC method, DISC profile?
I'm not sure that'll work.
I tell you what,
go to my gold mine site, and I'll have something up for you today.
I appreciate that. Yeah, because okay. that other one's too hard to remember.
It's too hard.
But one of the things that now that we've taken the test, Joe, and we kind of know whether we're a D, an I, a C, an S, or a C, mm-hmm. doesn't that information? What do we do with that information? What do we do with that knowledge about ourselves?
Well, along with that information that comes back to you are suggestions on things that you could probably look at to make yourself more effective. So not only does it point out your strong points, it points out things that may be challenges for you, and then how to work with those challenges to make it easier to get what you want out of life.
Am I being too arbitrary, Joe, to say that if you're a C, before you start a business, you might want to think twice? Before you start your own business, you might want to think twice. Is that being too arbitrary?
I think so, Jim, because I think when you look at the people that you could surround yourself with,
right.
Are you going to be just a one-man band? Are you just going to be one person? Probably not. But that would help you to see the kinds of people you would need to bring
in. You need to surround yourself with.
Exactly, because
right.
if you're the as we would say in the Army, the bean counter, if you're mm-hmm. the person who's analytical and is focused on that, then you would want somebody that is dominant, direct, and decisive.
One of my favorite stories, Joe, is a guy that invented a great piece of software. Smart mm-hmm. guy, nice guy. He wasn't exactly a wallflower, but he recognized that he was the development guy. He wasn't the front mm-hmm. man. He wasn't a good mm-hmm. rainmaker. Mm-hmm. He wasn't the hail fellow well met kind of person that his company mm-hmm. need. He demoted himself to vice president and hired a president.
Uh-huh.
He still owned the company, but he didn't run it.
Right. And
how about
see
that?
when you get the profile, you'll see all of these different behaviors, the four different things, and you'll see where you rank on your intensity index, for instance.
Right.
Okay, maybe you're a very high C, but you're a D in there somewhere. So
right.
You'll see how low or high you are on that dominant side. Now, you may be a high D and a high C at the same time.
You know, Joe, after I took the DISC method, they actually came up with the blasting game level.
What was that?
It's just something off the scale of they wouldn't let me come back after that either, Joe. I don't know what happened, but they wouldn't let me participate anymore. I don't know what happened to that, but anyway.
Supercharged D. Huh?
in fact, I think there are people watching me right now. They don't know what I'm going to do, Joe. I got 1 minute left. What do you think? What's the last thoughts for helping us make sure that we get our that we go in the right direction in the future?
Oh, well, the main thing is knowing who you are will certainly help you be better tomorrow and work more effectively with your team, with your customers, and know where you're going in the future. It'll help you plot out your future. And I will put the DISC up today on my site. So if you go to goldmines.com/orderform.
Right.
.htm, you should be able to find that.
I appreciate that, Joe. And folks, I'd like to say one more thing. I said it in the last hour. Don't fear failure. Failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work. Failure can sometimes be your best friend. As you're plotting your future, don't fear failure. Embrace success, but don't fear failure. Joe Condrell is a person who doesn't fear failure, because I know that you've made mistakes, but you've also done a lot of things right, Joe, and I appreciate all the things that you do for us.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me on the show.
Joe Condrell, ladies and gentlemen, could not do without her. We won't do without her. She'll be back. See you, Joe. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.